This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Matias Day being celebrated across the country today. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda meets U.S. Under Secretary Nuland, and more than 50 people die in two Pakistan accidents. Now the news in detail. Matias Day is being celebrated across the country, organizing various programs, ending the week-long celebration today. March 16 is observed as Matias Day in memory of the heroic deed of those who fought against tyrannical rulers and systems over time so that Nepali people became free and sovereign. President Vidyadev Bhandari paid tribute to all known and unknown Matias, including Sukraraj Sastri, Dharma Bhakta Mathema, Dasharath Chand and Gangalal Shrestha, who sacrificed their precious lives for civil liberty, the establishment of democracy and the protection of nationality. Issuing a message on the occasion of Matias Day today, President Bhandari said it is a day of special commemoration of the Matias who sacrificed their lives for the people and country. President Bhandari wished Matias Day inspired everyone to play constructive roles from their sides to realize the Matias dream of a just, equitable and civilized society and prosperous nation. Likewise, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun said that the main credit for the establishment of democracy, a federal democratic republic and other achievements go to the Matias. On the occasion of Matias Day, Vice President Pun has also expressed his high appreciation for the contribution of all the Matias who sacrificed their lives for the establishment of democracy, the Federal Democratic Republic, and high respect for the Matias families. Similarly, Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda has said that the new government, formed amid challenging circumstances, is determined to work to realize the aspiration for social justice, good governance, and prosperity. In a message on the occasion of Matias Day today, he has also expressed his commitment to dedicate his entire life to the cause of the country and its people. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda today reached Shahid Memorial at Lainchur in Kathmandu and later read there on the occasion of the Matias Day. On the occasion, the Prime Minister stated that the Federal Democratic Republic was possible due to Matias' living sacrifices. He is scheduled to inaugurate the Matias Park at Jagdol in Gokarna today itself. The day is being observed with various programs across the country today. On the occasion, a morning procession was organized that started from Santi Batika and concluded at Lainchur. The Election Commission has fixed the date for the election of the President and Vice President. The Commission has set the date for the election of the President to be held on March 9 and the election of the Vice President to be held on 17th of March. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia informed that based on the decision, the Commission will publish the election program today. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda and U.S. Under Secretary for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland meet at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluata today. According to Prime Minister's Dahal Secretariat, during the meeting, Prime Minister Dahal and Under Secretary held discussions on the Nepal-U.S. bilateral relations and cooperation. Under Secretary Nuland also congratulated Prime Minister Dahal on being appointed as the Prime Minister of Nepal and wished him a successful tenure at the office. Under Secretary Nuland will also meet UML Chairperson KP Sarma Oli, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuwa, and Foreign Affairs Minister Bimala Rai Paudel, among other high-ranking government officials and political leaders today. Under Secretary will visit Patan Darbar Square today itself. two people died when a car and a taxi collided near Sato Batu in Lalitpur last night. Police said Saros Kumar Bika, who was riding in the taxi, and Dhan Bahadur Basnet, who was riding the car, died in the accident. Senior Superintendent of Police Yagya Binod Pokhrel informed that six passengers in both vehicles were injured in the incident. A meeting of the office bearers of the Ship and Mail Centre is underway at the Party Centre office in Paris Tada. According to Secretary Devendra Paudel, Chairman of the Ship and Mail Centre Pushpakamal Dahar Prasanda will discuss contemporary issues in the office bearers meeting. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has requested the local level and education and coordination units to make the teaching process effective based on digital teaching materials. According to the Ministry, audio lessons are being produced, broadcast and distributed in situations where school-level textbooks are not available on time and the use of digital media is also increasing. A spokesperson of the Ministry, Deepak Sharma, issued a statement today and asked to make the teaching and learning of this school effective and quality by making maximum use of digital media based on the curriculum and textbooks of classes 1 to 12. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. More than 50 people have been killed in two separate travel-related accidents in Pakistan on Sunday. At least 41 people died when a bus fell into a ravine and caught fire in the southwest, while in the northwest at least 10 children drowned in a boating accident. All the dead recovered so far at the lake were aged between 7 and 14. At the bus crash site, a local official said the bodies were beyond recognition. The crash occurred near the southern city of Bela in Balochistan province when it was travelling to the port city of Karachi. Local official Hamza Anjum said that 40 bodies were found alongside three injured people, one of whom died shortly after. The two remaining survivors were in a serious condition. New Zealanders in the flood-hit country are bracing for more heavy rains this week with more severe weather alerts. At least four people have died and a state of emergency order continues in Auckland, which on Friday experienced its worst downpour on record. About 350 people needed emergency accommodation, New Zealand's Prime Minister Chris Hipkins said. He added there had been significant damage across the capital. Describing it as a very significant disaster, the newly appointed Prime Minister said that he was aware of criticism from locals that communications over the floods had been too few and far between. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Karnali province and Sudhupasim province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is possible at a few places of Sudhupasim province and at one or two places of Karnali province. Chances of light snowfall at some places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Karnali province and Sudhupasim province and at one or two places of high hilly and mountainous regions of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Matias Day being celebrated across the country today. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda meets U.S. Under Secretary Nuland and more than 50 people die in two Pakistan accidents. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.